You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Grand Rapids author, poet, and playwright Monica McFaun's book, Bright Shards of Someplace Else, recently won the Flannery O'Connor Award for Short Fiction. It's a collection of 11 short stories based on that little assumption that we know exactly what someone else is thinking. WMUK's Zinta A-Stars talked with McFaun about the book before her reading Thursday at Michigan News Agency.
Somewhere about halfway through the book, I'm reading these stories, and I'm realizing I'm not seeing dialogue. And you're a playwright, so that really struck me as interesting.
And I think the reason that I don't have a lot of dialogue is one of the things I'm interested in is the contrast between people's thoughts and what they say. And if you think about how much you speak in relationship to how much you think, the thoughts are a much larger part of your life experience. And what you say is very minor and sometimes in contrast to what you're thinking. So I think what I was trying to show is when somebody speaks, they're only saying like the tip of what they're thinking, and sometimes they're not even representing it accurately. And I think the majority of conversations I have are in my head. And that's not because I'm an antisocial person, but because you spend so much time imagining what you would say or thinking about other people's reactions or analyzing what's been said.
How does riding a horse help you become a better writer?
One of the main ways is when you ride dressage, you're basically, it's considered horse ballet, and you're trying to ask the horse to do these movements that they do in liberty in a very organized way. When you ride dressage, if you skip a step in training, it'll show up at a later level. So let's say your horse isn't like really soft in his neck and he holds tension in his neck and you don't work on that, but yet he shows a brilliant movement, eventually that lack of sort of suppleness will come in and sort of ruin what you're doing. So you're constantly having to go back to basics in dressage. And so I think in writing, you have to do the same thing. So I sometimes feel like my structures aren't, well built enough. And so I constantly go back to working on structure. I constantly go back to working on characters. And I think that willingness to go back to basics and to really just try to build myself as a writer very slowly and deliberately, rather than saying, well, now's the time when I should write a novel. I should write X novel because it might get me famous. It's more like, what's the novel that's going to take my writing personally to the next level?
Now, you've said before in another interview, my stories are broadly about how people love, fear, and are moved by their own misreadings of other people, not the people themselves. Explain that.
Well, I think that this is true for anybody who's ever been fascinated by another person, certainly anybody who's been in love. You know, when you see people in the world or you meet people, especially people that intrigue you, you create this whole mythology around them where you attribute feelings to them. Sometimes you think you know their inner thoughts. You sort of feel like, well, I know what it would be like to be that person. They have this certain sensibility. I have that sensibility too. We're two sort of people sort of split off from the rest of the world. In reality, you don't know what their mind is like. And I think that's one of the most fascinating things about writing and just about living in the world is how alien any other person's mental state is and just the way that their mind is. Like, what does it sound like in their mind? You know, what is the tone of their thoughts? You know, so I think when you are in love with somebody or just fascinated by them, because those things can be close together, it may not be somebody you're romantically attracted to, but just somebody who's intriguing, you're creating a character that you are interacting with, falling in love with, falling out of love with, becoming obsessed with, you know, rejecting, or whatever the pattern may be. But that actual person is sovereign from that.
That was Grand Rapids author Monica McFaun talking to WMUK's Zinta A-Stars. McFaun will be holding a reading Thursday night at 6 at Michigan News Agency in Kalamazoo. To hear the full interview with McFaun and an excerpt of her work, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.